You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Franchising is one of the most popular ways Americans realize the entrepreneurial dream. This week, experts from around the world came together in Atlanta at the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference to discuss the latest in trends and opportunities. We are thrilled to welcome to the program today one of the featured speakers, Bill Schreiber, the Vice President of Global Business Development for Church's Chicken and Texas Chicken, to share with us the questions potential franchisees should be asking before taking the plunge. Mr. Schreiber, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, and thank you very much for inviting me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So for starters, with nearly 800,000 franchise businesses within the United States, being a part of a larger brand is big business. Before someone enters into a development agreement, what are some of the questions you urge your prospects to ask themselves?
Well, they need to know that it's a big investment for both the brand and the franchisee that is looking to grow in our particular brand. So they need to make sure they have a vested interest in making sure the new store is successful. But I'll tell you, franchising isn't for everyone, Eric. We have found that the most successful franchisees are actively involved in the day-to-day operations of their business. And if you're planning to just be a passive owner, or what we call a remote owner, running restaurants is probably not for you.
Okay, so say I want to be there in the trenches day in and day out. What are some other considerations before jumping into franchising?
Some of the big considerations is understanding what a customer service model looks like, and do you have the passion to run restaurants, but more importantly, being able to offer a consistent experience to your guests and representing the brand the same way day in and day out. That's part of the systems we provide you as a franchisor. If you have a hard time following somebody else's rules, or you know, you're not sure that, you know, you want to be in a system that has processes, systems, and everything defined, you know, franchising could be a little bit difficult for you. However, if you really see the value in process and operational experience in a company that's been in business for 63 years and has the proven model, this is a good opportunity for you.
Are there some real financial considerations to opening a franchise, and what type of capital would be required to open one?
Well, you have your basic fees and things that are involved with it, but in terms of real CapEx money that's needed, it depends on the type of asset that you would be going into. So in our FDD, all those things are listed for you, but the capital requirements are typically, from a net worth and liquidity standpoint for even becoming a franchisee, it's $1.5 million and $650,000 on liquid. The typical restaurant for us, a freestanding restaurant that's 1,850 square feet, depending upon building cost, building materials, and construction cost in your particular part of the country, can run anywhere between $675 and $1.2 million.
Thanks for sharing those figures with us today. We're joined by Bill Schreiber, the Vice President of Global Business Development for Church's Chicken, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Schreiber, are there still franchising opportunities in the U.S. with Church's Chicken, or is all the growth happening overseas?
Well, actually, we have opportunities in both these arenas that you've spoken about, Eric. On the domestic side, of course, we have room for opportunity. The state that presents, because we started there in the state of Texas, presents more limited opportunities for growth. But when you're looking at the greater West, as well as the mid-Atlantic, Midwest, and part of the Northeast, we have plenty of room for growth. On the international front, of course, we have a lot of growth available, just depending on what part of the world you want to be in, but more importantly, does it strategically fit into the growth that we're looking to achieve from an international perspective?
Lastly, what additional advice can you offer entrepreneurs that are considering investing into a franchise system?
I think the other things you have to look at is realizing that in the restaurant industry, it's hard work. A lot of people may be looking for a brand that, or an industry that maybe says, oh, maybe I get to stand behind a counter and take it easy, and, you know, it's not a hard-working piece. Restaurants are hard work, and people need to understand that going into it. And also, when you're looking at the franchising, is what do you really want your company to become, not tomorrow when you open your first restaurant, but more importantly, what do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, when you've grown the brand and have been able to create really a really great business venture for you and your company and family.
Well, Mr. Schreiber, you certainly have given our listeners a lot to think about, and we certainly have only scratched the surface on this topic. Certainly would like to come back again soon to discuss some of the other aspects of acquiring a restaurant franchise in the future. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Churches and how they can be in contact as well.
Sure. You can reach out to me personally on my direct office line, which is 770-350-3837, or you can go to our website at www.churches.com and be able to look at the brand from all aspects, including marketing, support, and opportunities for growth throughout the United States. And if you're international, of course, it also shows the countries that we have great interest in being able to launch our brand in.
Once again, Mr. Schreiber, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Anytime. Let me know.
We certainly will. We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Schreiber, the Vice President of Global Business Development for Churches Chicken. And once again, for more information, simply visit churches.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.